Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Talk. Double R. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Welcome, welcome to Real Talk with Double R. How you doing? I got an interesting topic. And the reason why I chose this topic was because over the weekend, I got a call from one of my cousins. And you know what the call was? Cousin, how you doing? I'm in trouble. I'm in a financial bind. Can I borrow $1,500? I said, $1,500? You mean like $1,500? Yeah, $1,500. I need it because blah, blah. Whoa. I said, check this out, cousin. I don't care what you're going through or the drama behind it. The bottom line is that you want to borrow $1,500. And I had to look at him and think about it. I've watched this guy in the past owe people money and dodge them. I watched this guy in the past, not only did he dodge people, I've watched him not pay people. And I watched him too, that when people come after him that he owed money to, this fool get an attitude about it. So I had to really, really think about that. And I said, wait a minute, cousin, check this out. I can't do $1,500. I said, I'll tell you what. I can give you $650 free and clear. No, man, that ain't what I want. I told you I want $1,500. I said, well, I heard what you tell me, but this is what I'm going to offer you. You have to be mindful, people. Trust me. Be mindful who you're loaning your money to and doing financial favors for. Because at the end of the day, it's all about their advantage being your disadvantage. And you must understand that. Do not think for 1 minute that your cousins, family, friends, they know who to call and ask for. Because they look at you and think that you ain't got nothing else to do better with your money than to loan it to them. Ain't that crazy? And people like, oh, Double R, that's your relatives. You should help them out. Yeah, I told his ass, I'm not giving you $1,500. But what I will do, I will give you $650 free and clear. That wasn't good enough for him. He wants the $1,500. And don't get me wrong. When people are in a jam, they need some help, they're not trying to hear $650 free and clear. And people, the reason why I said I will give his ass $650 free and clear, because you know, once you loan your loved ones that money, the chances are you're not going to get it back. And second of all, you should always be mindful of don't loan what you can't afford, or don't loan what's going to inconvenience you, or don't loan what's going to make their advantage your disadvantage. Because I'm telling you, family and friends, they got a list of people who they know to borrow from. We need $1,500. Who can we call? Well, call my cousin so-and-so, and call cousin blah-blah, and call cousin Jackie, and call cousin Tina, because they know the good chances that they'll give it to them. So you got to be mindful who you loan your money to and who you do financial favors for. And people will say, well, what's wrong with Double R? You sound like you got burned. Hell yeah, I got burned. Big time. I got burned by a friend that I have been friends with for over 4 years. And Double R got burned for being a nice guy. And not only did I get burned, I got burned for 10 racks. People are like, what the hell is 10 racks? 10 racks is $10,000, okay? $10,000 I got burned for. Ain't heard nothing from these people. They ain't called. They ain't sent a dollar. They ain't sent nothing. And then when I talk to them, oh, it's all about the money. See, people got that good psychological game on your ass too. Don't fall for the psychological game. And what I mean by the psychological game is that game of, oh man, it's only about the money. Well, hell yeah, it's about the money. You borrow from me, I want it back. But then they use a psychological game to get you to think that, oh man, you tripping over money, man. It ain't about the money. Well, it's easy to say that when it's time to collect the money back. Now you see how people really act, because some of these people, they will send the $2 police after your ass if you borrow some money from them. And if you borrow some money from their asses, they will sue your ass straight up. So my thing to you is this here. You have to be mindful because people's advantage will be your disadvantage. I'm sorry. That's how it is. So this is what I suggest you do. Okay. If one of your relatives or close friends want to borrow some money from you, this is what you ought to do to them. Do this here. If they want to borrow something for, they want, say if they want to borrow $500. So what you do is that you ask them for collateral. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. Collateral? Yes, fool, collateral. Because people do not want to pay your ass back. So if you get some collateral and they from them, that means they got to pay you back or that piece of collateral is yours. It's funny because you'll go to the pawn shop, pawn an item, get half back, and you're cool with it. But I ask you for some collateral. You look at me like I'm crazy. Like, how dare you ask me for some collateral? Ain't that crazy? You have to understand human behavior. Humans won't when they won't, when they won't, when they want it. And you got to understand that. So for me, I tell relatives and friends now, I need some collateral. And I used to not be that way. I used to be the nice guy, loan them money. And then I wouldn't even call them and sweat them. And they would see me and just be like, hey, what's up there, cousin? How you doing? What's going on? I'm looking like, this fool owed me some money. Is he not going to pay me? So I said, okay, I'm going to leave a window of time. And I'm going to let that time go by before I ask him for my coin. And then you know what happens? I let that time go by. They acting like they don't owe me nothing. So you know what I do? I approach them and ask them, hey, what's up with my money? I mean, I need to get my money back. Don't think because I'm single that I have money, free money just to give it to you. It don't work that way. And then he going to sweat me over this money. Then people try to minimize you asking for your money. Ain't that crazy? So I'm saying to you, be cautious who you loan money to, especially family and friends, because we don't loan strangers money because they are strangers. We know how to keep strangers or people who ain't really in our circle. We know how to keep them at bay. It's them close, up close people, family and friends that know you. And get up under you and they go, I'll ask Double R for some money because, you know, he'll talk a little crap and he'll complain about it, but he'll give me the money. See, people know you and study you. They know how to hustle you. They hustle you on every level. And you got the ones that hustle using the religious component. You got to remember this here. People will use religion anytime they see fit to get things that they want from you. Remember this here, whenever somebody come to you and they want to borrow some money and they put God in the equation, you better run. Because God ain't got nothing to do with this equation. God ain't got nothing to do with you asking me for $1,500. God didn't tell you to go knock on my door and say, cousin, I need $1,500 and the Lord sent me to your door. No. So when you hear that, you better run. When anybody's using any type of religious things to get you to get your money, you better go the other way because people will do it. And I've seen them and they say it, you know, I'm a child of God. You know, I'm a good person. See, when you trying to justify the financial burden that's going to cost me, that's where things get sticky. And anytime somebody is using a religious component to get money from you, they already have the intent to get you to lower your spiritual wall so they can screw your ass worldly. I know, Double R, you tripping. No, Double R ain't tripping. Those of you who know what I'm talking about are laughing right now because I'm laughing too. But I'm laughing because I'm telling you the truth and I'm laughing because it's sad. People have no shame in their game when they need what they need, when they want what they want from your ass. Be mindful. So for me, my thing is that I'm telling everybody that I know that, listen, the old saying is stick to that. Don't loan what you can't afford. Don't loan money that's going to cost you financial problems or a financial shortage. You don't loan money out of your mortgage or some important bills to help somebody else out, because you will be left hanging with that problem. And you know what they're going to be doing? They're going to go about their business and ignore you. And then when you ask them for it, I can't believe she's sweating me for this. It's amazing how people minimize your good deed with their negative deed. Think about it. I'm saying it again. Be conscious about that, because people will do that to you. So listen, be mindful. Be mindful. I know you're like, Double R, you tripping. You should help people out. Yes, you should. But I will say this here. Be studious in how you help people. And be cautious on who you loan your money to and do financial favors for. That's all I'm saying. So at the end of the day, this is Real Talk with Double R. I know some of y'all like, oh, there you are, Double R. You at it again. Yes, I am. And my ass is going to be studious about who I loan my money to and how I loan my money to and how much I loan my money to. I know. Oh, you tripping, Double R. You're right. I am tripping, because people owe me money and they don't see it being a problem at all. And that person that owed me 10 racks, he know who he is. It's been 5 years. I have not got any of my money back. You know how much interest is on 10 racks? I'm sorry, $10,000. So y'all think about it and do the math. Real Talk with Double R. It's not where you line up, it's where you wind up. Protect yourself. Look out for yourself. Peace. God bless. And I'm out of here. Have a good one. Real talk.
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 Real talk.